All these stories of mysterious disappearances and reappearances brings us to this story and your homework. Last week, we asked you to send us true tales of a time when you were scared out of your skull. Well, we heard from this listener, whose story of woe began, innocently enough, on a quiet evening at home.
My name is Sammy Carroll. I was a newly married woman living in a large Victorian house in Dayton, Ohio. My husband at the time was on business. We had the attic floor. On the second floor lived a couple that was often intoxicated, loud, or both. So my husband was out of town. I was in this large house, and the couple on the second floor had had a rather raucous argument. And it occurred to me that I had not seen the girlfriend in a number of days. And on the second floor where this couple lived, there was a shared commercial size freezer locker. And I had, I distinctly remember, a bag of pierogies that I wanted to go down and get. As I lifted this very large freezer lid, I looked down into the freezer, and I believe there were six or seven large, long, plastic garbage bags filling the entirety of this freezer. I instantly thought of my missing neighbor. I counted, well, if one's an arm and one's a leg and one's a head and one's a torso, then there are the exact number of body parts that might be missing laying in this freezer. I decided I was going to figure out what was in the bags. And I went with a pair of scissors. I lifted up the freezer lid. As I cut open the bag, I see very clearly pink frozen flesh with two red mittens in the bag as well. So I ran back upstairs. I called my landlord. I told her what I had found in the freezer. And I thought that my landlord was crying. But once I stopped talking long enough, I realized that she was laughing. And she was saying, meet me in the laundry room. I said, no, we can't. We can't go to the laundry room. You know, they'll kill us too. And she said, I know what it is. Please meet me there. So I brought my scissors with me just in case. And I met my landlord back in the laundry room, and she said, fish, it's fish from my deep sea fishing trip. They flash froze the fish for us, and my mittens stuck to the fish, so I just left them there, and that is fish in the freezer. Our neighbors heard us laughing and came out and so then, of course, I had to tell the story. And needless to say, we didn't live there much longer.
Listener Sammy Carroll lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.